Hey everybody, it is April 27, 2017. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 57. A year and some change.
Let's have you guys.
Yay!
That seemed like really fake enthusiasm, and I don't care for it one bit.
Right.
Things are Ryan's fault. He brought us down.
What?
Oh, wait. Adam.
Ryan brought us up.
What?
Dude, you're here.
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, pestilence.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I heard that they visited your house.
There's vomits everywhere.
Yeah, but he's at his house, so, you know.
I did get vomited on. It does happen.
Hey, who's seen the movie White Men Can't Jump?
Yo.
I have.
Who knows it fairly well?
I know it fairly well.
Depends on what you mean. Like, do I mean like compared to what Dave means when he says that? Probably not. But when I would say for me, I know it fairly well.
Ryan, the feeling of the movie is.
Yes. Well, that's
the
actually
the movie feels interesting.
It's a good question.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah. So what I want to ask you guys is, what is the main theme or lesson of White Men Can't Jump? And you cannot say that white men cannot jump.
God damn it, Chris.
Because I was watching this movie yesterday, and I can't really get, like, you know how movies have, like, a message behind them or, like, an underarching kind of theme to them. What the fuck is white men can't jump's message? Rack your brains and tell me what you think.
Black men can jump?
That does not count.
Damn it.
Non-white men can jump.
How about don't tread on the black man?
What?
Okay, so everybody except for Adam, what is the main theme?
Don't underestimate Whitey.
So here's I got a thought on that.
Don't get conned by the con?
Oh, I forgot it's a con movie.
You know, here's what I think it is. I'm going to go with this. You know how they talk about, you know, he says stuff about looking good. You know, you'd rather look good than play good. You know what I mean? I actually think that's key. And I think it's up. No, I'm not. I'm looking at you guys. I'm thinking. So I think what the message is, or at least this is a first shot at it, is that it's about how you shouldn't do that. But more deeply, hear me out, because I think his story is where he gets in his own way. It's about getting in your own way by having certain, you know, beliefs or certain stubborn points, certain sort of choices that you don't have to make, but you could make for sort of bad reasons. You know what I mean?
Wish I had some popcorn. Like, no, expand. What do you mean?
Like, I think he lets, like, pride and, like, stubbornness get in the way of his relationship with his lady and in his ability to, like, win, you know, the bet with or get the money with his buddy. I can't remember their names right now.
Get,
you know,
the
what I mean,
money,
like,
with his buddy.
You know, he absolutely says, I can slam it, man, you know. And he instead of just, like, let it be,
dunk.
He makes the choice to. It's self-defeating. I think it's a story of self-defeat. His whole history was a story of self-defeat. When he threw the game, when he threw the woman, when he threw the money, and
he threw the woman.
You know what I mean? Figuratively. So I think it's a story. It's essentially the story of, if you let yourself get in the way, yourself's going to get in the way. But it's got an interesting story along. There's, like, a lot of cool background. But to me, that's kind of like the sort of sad, melancholy part of it that's in the background. Do you know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
No.
I think it does. Maybe
it does make sense. It's very complicated.
I think it's
a complicated movie.
Why don't you just use it like a listen to the woman?
No, that is... see, that's
the movie.
I know, and that's actually what his boils, like, his...
Right, I know, that was his, the funny part.
Yeah, his, like, relationship advice from Sydney is that. That's what it boils down to, but that's not really a theme, but I know what you're saying, yes.
But no, but remember, there's, what is it? It all breaks down to what the, wasn't it the last, one of the last lines where it's like, even the sun shines on a dog's ass someday?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I'm saying, like, no, it's... Ryan is right that he gets in his own way, because he always, like, he's trying to... His ego is what gets him too much. Like, I can do this, I can slam it, and it's like, it's not about that. It's about just doing... You don't have to do everything. You don't have to be the best. But he wanted to be the best at everything. He wanted to be the best con man, the best at basketball, the best at this, the best at that. And he got in his own way.
I know. I see where you're going from as far as ego, but that doesn't play into his relationship with his girlfriend. I kind of like the whole thing about character flaws, and maybe it's recognizing your character flaws or your own flaws and trying to do something about them.
Recognize.
But I think it's a tragedy, because I think he knows his flaws, but can't bring himself to do something about it. Like, I feel like it's a tragedy. Like, it's him, like, blatantly coming across one flaw after another, which is clear and easily avoided. You know, all it does is it takes a few words, a few, like, just minor choices. Not like he has to, like, move to a new country or do something crazy. He just has to make, like, say six different things, and his whole life is different. You know, and I think it's a tragedy in that if you let that not happen, it just doesn't happen. I don't know if it was trying to make a point. I think it was.
It's also a triumph. It's a triumph and a tragedy.
Yeah,
that's where it's so interesting. It's an interesting movie,
right? I mean, the reason I ask is because when I'm watching it, I was concentrating mostly on the relationship between Wiza Quince and Bobby Hoyt. So basically, Woody Harrelson's character, and the fact that no matter what, it seems like they can't be together. Almost like. It's impossible for those two personalities to exist in a relationship together, because maybe it's that people don't change, because she's trying to change him, he's trying to change, but he can't change. I don't know. I wasn't able to find anything, but I do kind of like maybe recognizing your flaws and trying. I don't know. I want to know how this movie was pitched. Okay, how do you pitch this movie?
All I care about is when I say I'm thirsty, I don't want you to bring me water. Yes. I want you to sympathize that I too know what it's like to have a dry mouth.
Dry mouthedness.
dry mouthedness, yes.
Okay, any other thoughts on it?
I don't know how it was pitched. I bet you it was like, it's going to be a basketball comedy starring, you know, a white guy and a black guy, and that's pretty much, I bet you he sold that.
Sure, but you just said comedy, and while you might say there's comedic elements to this movie, it's one of those that kind of, like, what role does it go into? Because, you know, what genre does it fall into? Because, yes, there's comedic roles, but I guess it's mostly a comedy. But, yeah, I mean, he's... Yeah.
No, it's a tragic comedy. It is tragic.
There's a lot of tragedy. It's almost like a Shakespeare comedy, right? Where everybody doesn't get what they want at the end.
I think it's a tragic comedy. But it is a comedy. It's fun to watch. And the tragedy is kind of like on the light side, you know what I mean, if you will? Like some tragedies are much worse.
Sure.
But I think it's a tragic comedy, and I think it's an interesting story of how a particular guy can't get past his flaws, even though he could so easily, you know, and that's the tragedy. It's my take.
Point of order. I think it's called a black comedy.
No, it's not a black comedy.
Ryan don't like black comedies.
It would be a black and white comedy, if anything, Adam.
What are you saying?
Nice. And the worst thing about this movie, to me, like the part that sticks out, is the fact that his woman spends all this time trying to get on Jeopardy. He gets her on Jeopardy and never tells her that's the reason why you got on Jeopardy. He basically like, you're right, they called, but it's the only reason she got on is because he got her on. So he has all these flaws, but he's incredibly humble too in some certain way.
Well, that's like where he's got to see. That's what's interesting. He has an honor code, and his honor code.
Oh, Ryan and actually, his honor code.
You mean code among
thieves?
No, I love
honor codes. That's maybe part of it. But like, I think his honor code also prevents him from having the simple successes. Like, his honor code prevented him from just splitting the 5,000. Instead, he had to try to dunk. His honor code prevented him from, you know, thing after thing. But it also was, it wasn't all a bad honor code, you know what I mean? Okay. You know, it was...
It's his ego, Ryan.
Sure, sure. All right, right. Thanks for indulging me. There ain't no vistas, and there sure as hell ain't no views, so let's get the party started here. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party,
party, turn up the party. All I want to know is, on your vacation, all you're doing is watching basketball movies?
Yeah, pretty much. What do you want me to do?
That's pretty good, I guess.
Okay, what are we talking about tonight? What do you guys got lined up?
NFL draft?
Raise your hand if you care about the NFL draft. Get your hand up there, Dave, too. You know you care about the NFL draft. You lying son of a bitch. There you go.
In the background.
It's on. I mean, I have the ticket running.
Damn it,
I don't
Dave.
Have cable TV.
You were smart enough to not raise your hand, but not smart enough to stay quiet when you were.
I raised my hand. I kind of did this.
All right, kick him off the call.
All right, bye. Going back.
Just kidding. What do you think about the new, not super new champions on league, Rockin', and I don't even know how to say the feather lady's name.
I think it's neat that they, like, dance together and they recall together. It's kind of sweet.
Aww.
It is cool that they made them together.
Yeah, I mean, something new. It's hard to have new things when you have characters, and they're like, let's make, like, a duo where they get a little bit of bonuses if they're together, and it kind of does stuff. That's cool.
Is one a support and one an ADC?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Yeah. All right, then. I haven't been on League in a while.
Yeah, like it kind of takes the lore thing to a little bit further. You know, some of them have lore, like you get 1% increased damage against this guy because of your lore, and it doesn't really matter generally. But this is just a little bit further.
Yeah. Right, the Zillion versus Bola Bear lore, which is super weird. Bears can't be on the league. That's such a weird ass lore thing. Zillion does not like Bola Bear, and vice versa.
Why is
that's kind of funny?
Because Zillion doesn't think Bears should be on League. On the League of Legends.
That's the only reason?
That is the only reason. It's like...
He's racist.
Right, he has some weird thing against Bears. League has been... Like, if anyone besides me and Chris watched any of the C9 TSM games... It was fun. It was, because it was like... It was like, oh, 1-2 TSM totally slaps them around the first two games, and then it flips the other way. And then it just becomes, like, Rocky 4 in the last one.
Really?
It did,
like,
that was cool.
It becomes a game of skill, but they are just throwing haymakers at each other, just where it's like, oh, team fight, and both teams have to, anyone who survives has to limp away, and they can't do anything. And
really?
Then the last game... was really, really good, and then it comes down to tiny mechanical errors.
Cloud9 was up that last game. Not considerably, but they were up a bit, and then TSM turned it around, and then it was still like a fight. It was really fun to watch, actually. So if you get a chance, and you don't want to watch the whole series, you can just watch the fifth game, and it kind of shows. Honestly, the other games were kind of lopsided. Like, TSM just... TSM was on its way, if they would have won Game 3 quickly enough, to the fastest finale ever. But then Cloud9 won Game 3 and 4 pretty handily, actually. So.
Right, yep. Mm. And all I can say is at 40 minutes, there were 600 gold depth between the two.
Wow. Yeah.
So it was close. It was to the point where it's all like, oh, if everyone killed like two minions, it would be even again.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah, I look forward to watching. TSM has this their reality series kind of thing. I look forward to the next one to see what they say about their performance. Because usually they're the other way around. They lose the first one and win the next couple. Here they won the first two and they lost a couple after that. Right. It was good to go. MSI is the next thing. Mid-season Invitational. They'll be going to that.
So that was a spring split or this? What was it?
Yep.
Is
spring
that what
split.
Yep.
I can't remember. There's a couple. There's a Spring Split, then there's the MSI Midsummer.
Mid-season.
Invitational. Do these all count towards points towards Worlds? Is that how they work?
Yep.
And is there another one, too? Or how many points?
Summer Split.
Summer it's like split. Soccer, Ryan.
I don't know.
Yes, it's exactly like soccer. Wait, what?
don't all the teams play like multiple like splits and whatnot in soccer, and then they end up playing in FIFA Cup?
Not really. And I don't think FIFA Cup's a thing.
Hey, good old FIFA Cup. You know, that soccer thing where everyone plays together.
I love the FIFA Cup.
Yeah, it was just really good, man. And even the it wasn't the finals, but in EU the what was it, the Misfits versus Splice, that series was really good. Cuz Misfits was basically the team like in NA like Immortals last year, where it was just made up of all the guys, the cast-offs of other teams. The Misfits were cast-offs of all these other teams. And then they just managed to work together really good.
Okay. Does did they play any cool champs?
Right. NA greater than EU?
Any notable like compositions or anything like that?
Ban LeBlanc, because LeBlanc Gunblade is like the most broken thing ever. Now,
especially in the hands of a pro who knows how to use that shit.
Right, because she can go in and then burst for a huge amount, and even if she takes damage, Gunblade heals her for 33% of the damage she just did, and she's like, bye! Power of Evil on her was really gross.
That's EU. NA greater than EU.
I know, but I like everybody. Like
no new leagues, Dave.
But I like all the leagues. The only ones I don't know is like the only it's weird because it's like I like the big ones where it's like I like Korea and North America and EU, and then I'm like China, boo, and then all of a sudden they're going like Turkey, and I'm like, ugh, Turkey, get out of here. And I'm like, Brazil, yeah, because they're going to Brazil. Like, Worlds is in Brazil this year.
Hope nobody dies.
No one's going outside, so they should be fine.
Hey, you talked about China, and I'm giving a little bit away here, but for some reason, I was looking up, and I'm going to see if you guys can get, like, the top three. Greatest number of employees by organization in the world.
Alibaba.
So, I'll give you a hint. They're government organization. A couple of them are government organizations.
Oh, okay.
So, what do you think is number one? What has the what single payer has, pays the most people in the world?
Are you saying China does? Because they probably. India maybe. India government. I don't know.
So does it have to be more specific than government? Would it be like a part of a government?
Yes. Go ahead.
I would be suspicious of the U.S. government, period, but we can go deeper.
U.S. military.
Adam got it. The American United States military, Department of Defense has 3.2 million employees. All right, what's the next one, do you think?
Well, then we're going to go with the largest standing army in the world, China, right?
People's Liberation Army is number two at 2.3 million employees. Number three?
Still the U.S. with, like,
Google. Oh, no. Walmart.
Walmart has the same number of employees as the People's Liberation Army. 2.3 million globally.
Really?
what the fuck? Explain that.
Well, there's a Walmart, seriously, like, in every city. And if you drive, it's like you drive 10 minutes, you'll hit another one. It's like McDonald's, except they have...
No. There was that one night that I drove fucking and didn't run into Walmart,
You drove the wrong way, and you were like, I'm going to take 35 north. And you're like, there's going to be nothing up there, and if you take 35 south, you would have ran into like seven of them.
So I want to break this down for you, all right? Does Walmart sell guns?
Yes.
If you put one of those guns, maybe. They do. I know they do. Shotguns or something like that, or hunting rifles. If you put one of those guns into each employee at a Walmart, they have the third largest army in the world. just Walmart.
That's impressive.
And it's tied with China.
That is kind of crazy. Although it's funny, I feel like
China.
I actually think it was more weird and wrong that the armies are the largest employers. Like, to me, if you said like Walmart and, you know, whatever another really big corporation is, that would sort of make sense. Big corporations should have a lot of people.
Sure.
But to say that the U.S. number one employer is actually the Department of Defense.
Now, does that make sense?
Seems questionable, you know what I mean?
Does that make sense to increase the budget of the U.S. Department of Defense?
Yeah, of course. Why would you not? We need all the monies.
We need all the monies.
40% growth in the military for the foreseeable future. 40% growth all the way down the line until we can no longer grow.
I don't think we can grow anymore.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. McDonald's is actually fourth at 1.9 million, so which is interesting.
Huh? Because every street corner has a Walmart and a McDonald's.
But you got to figure, I mean,
worldwide too.
Every soldier, every naval officer, every Marine, every airman is part of the Department of Defense, and then all the bureaucracy that goes with it. So that's a lot.
Sports staff.
Yep.
And do they keep themselves busy?
Hang on, let me get in touch with them. Hang on,
Ryan, I don't think so, dude. Like, I mean, they probably have things to do.
But do you know what I mean? Like Walmart employees are selling shit all day long. I think the Army might be like training on new shit to do something one day, constantly, for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, training and maintenance. That's like most of what they do.
Are you saying that's not a knock on the people and their work ethic. It's more a question of what's value are they providing society.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until
World War I, we didn't have a standing army, right? Basically, we had our militias, and whenever there was a war, we would call people up, and that was it. But that doesn't make money. What makes money? Dropping the biggest bomb ever in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's weird. To me, that's strange. There's a lot of war machines out there.
Yeah. Eisenhower said it in his exit when he was leaving office. He gave an interview. He's like, hey, be weary, people. I'm just letting you know of the corporate war machine. You know, just letting you know. I don't think things... I'm leaving office now, so I think things are getting kind of shady.
Hmm. Kind of.
The Indian Railways has 1.4 million people. That's a lot.
You see how many people ride on those trains when they're all riding on the outside?
They don't just own trains, though. They do more than that. It's a logistics company.
I don't buy it.
Yep, I don't buy it, Adam.
You're saying the India Railway is... They only do trains.
Yep, only trains. In fact, only trains that go around in circles. That's it.
Yep, that's true.
Big circles.
Yeah. Adam, you may have once just thought about knowing a lot about trains, but you threw that dream away. You could have been a railway master.
That's right.
Lord of the railways.
I'm glad I'm not.
That was a job that you could work anywhere.
Yeah.
Me too. That would have been terrible.
I can work anywhere now.
Think about this. You could have been 3D printing on a train and literally working anywhere.
I don't know if that would have been coming to fruition.
Oh, I come to fruition a lot.
What was that movie? Snowpiercer?
Forever.
Yeah, Adam could be the 3D printer on running the train.
You know what happens when you break laws on that train? They put your arm outside. They encase your arm in a device and hang it outside the train. It freezes off.
It doesn't sound so bad.
I think some of us watched that movie.
I did watch that.
I did. Ryan? Did it have basketball in it? I probably didn't watch it. Sorry.
It had Captain America in it. It had Captain America in it.
He doesn't play basketball.
Didn't he have a beard?
Actually, I think he does play basketball, but he's really good at it. He's just really good at every sport.
Captain America.
Makes sense.
Right, he should be good at everything.
Actually, a lot of superheroes should be really good at lots of things. Like,
what are you talking about?
Although I can see Superman just sucking at basketball. You know, like, he probably gets, like, a really, like, bad shot. Like, it misses and it just clunks off, like, totally, or, you know, no touch.
Does he ever need to shoot? Can't he just fly over and, like, dunk it every time?
Oh.
You can only super jump. But you can't fly. That's against the rules. So you know what I mean?
Like, the superhero code of basketball?
Right. Like, if you can throw yourself up highly by just flinging yourself, but you can't fly while in the air, I think that'd be fine. I'd allow that. Otherwise, it's just not fair.
Okay.
But can he do that from one side of the court to the other? Just
any teleporter is going to have the advantage then every time.
Nightcrawler is going
to
be the best.
Because he can go like this and go, pass in to himself, teleport above hoop. Now
traveling.
Traveling. No, you can't pass to yourself.
Yes, you can.
Why can't you pass? Yeah, you can pass to yourself. They do that shit all the time in that and one where they go like, boop, boop, and they throw it and they bounce it off the dude's ass, and they're like, ah!
Let me clarify.
Say that's correct.
Why is it traveling?
In the new rules, teleporting, pass to yourself, teleporting would be considered traveling.
Okay, racist.
You know why?
Nightcrawler's black. That's cool.
No, it's not racist.
He's black, he's blue.
He's black and blue.
If Spider-Man could learn to teleport, then he would have the same rule applied to him.
So Spider-Man can't use webs then.
No webs. That's
so basically obvious. you're gonna handicap a bunch of characters.
But I think Spider-Man would have really good touch. I actually think he'd be pretty solid. I think he'd be slick with the ball. You know, a point guard, natural shooter. So I think he'd be pretty good.
Flash, is Flash allowed to run?
Flash, unfortunately, I think might just dominate.
What about people who can stop time? They probably do really good,
right,
too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where are your rules applying? It's all like, because Flash, he could run back through time and make it so like he's always everywhere. He can make temporal remnants of himself, and it's technically him, so he can't pass to himself.
That's true. My main point was, I think Superman would be pretty bad. there's a lot of guys that'd be good. I just feel like Superman would have a bad shot.
Right.
Like Christopher Reeve Superman, or like
he's in a wheelchair.
One.
Of course, he's not gonna be very good. But would he be the best Superman in the wheelchair league, or the best player in the wheelchair league?
Yeah,
good question. I don't know.
Well,
I think that would be.
I think that would be Professor X, because he could like make everybody else.
That's a good point.
Score baskets.
Yeah, just go down and score for me.
Right.
Good point, Adam.
You just go and rip the basket off the hoop off, bring it to him, and then put the ball in the hoop.
See, that clearly would be cheating. I think Magneto would be screwed because he wouldn't be able to bring metal onto the court really without.
Yeah. See, there's your problem. Is like everyone has iron in their blood. So if you really wanted to, he could just straight murder everyone, and now he's like, I am the greatest basketball player.
Bill?
I win 2-0.
Just like bounce it really slowly and score 2-0.
Okay.
And no so miss. I see him missing like 6 times. Like,
right, yeah, of course he is.
They try it again.
Right, everyone's lighting their bleeding out.
If that blood theory were true, if I held a magnet to you, do you think all the blood would rush to that magnet?
Hey,
If it's
you're trying to use actual laws of physics in comic book things. I'm saying what powers he has in comic books do not apply to what happens in real life.
So this conversation reminds me of a book I had. I don't know if anyone of you got it from me or not, but for Persephone, it was basically the Olympian gods played the Olympian immortals in basketball.
Uh-oh.
So, like, Achilles and Hector were playing Ares and Zeus.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
like Space Jam, except for Greek.
Right. That's the kind of books we read. Book. It was amazing. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Was it a good one?
It was good, yes.
Well, see, all you got to do is think and write down people's, like, what they like, and then get them that from Amazon. It's pretty easy.
Was her namesake in the book, too? Is that why you read it? That would have been cool.
Nope.
Yeah, like there's two books now. That I'm going to put that on my list, plus whatever the one that has coyotes and fucking mammoths.
That's right, Coyote America.
Is that what it's called, actually?
That is what it's called, yes.
Is it talking about mammoths as well?
Yeah.
Oh. Now if we get to the gods and the titans, the fucking god with 100 arms, that guy's fucking tight. The titan.
Ganesh? What about Ganesh?
No, she's got fucking like 8 arms.
What about the elephant god? That'd be fucking awesome.
But, what's happening in the world, Dave? you've been quiet for a while. What's going on in the world?
Arrowverse was back this week. Yay!
Is this a CW thing again? We need some like theme music to start the CW off.
That's true, but that's way too much work. So.
Oh wait, that's Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I don't appreciate when a TV show ends on oh boy moments. I really don't. I'm sorry. Let me open up this giant suit and I'll show you who I am. Oh boy. Boy. Fuck you, show.
Yeah, but we find out exactly. I mean, I have my suspicion.
Right.
But we'll find out next week.
It has to be someone very important because it's an institute. It's like, why would I ever follow you? And it's all like, okay, cool. And there's like zero reason why. It's like an instant, like, I will do this.
Yep.
So
can I tell you who it is? It's Batman.
That'd be fucking amazing.
I think everyone would show up if Batman showed up, and also they're like, all right, well, Batman's here.
That makes sense. All right.
I don't know how he got speed powers, but all right.
It's a suit.
It's a suit that does it?
Yeah, we'll just say that. But yeah, I thought it was a good episode. I did like their direct ripoff of Spider-Man 3 with super emo.
Oh god, like, that's the first thing I thought of. Oh, it's emo Flash.
And I know for a fact that they talked about it. Like, you know, there was a bunch of stuff online where they're like, yeah, it was kind of our way of doing stuff because who doesn't like we didn't have any music though because it didn't really fit.
Yeah, good old like, emo yeah, Flash.
I watched you. I guess I could help.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
It was still good writing. I mean, I liked it. He's like, yeah. I will never become you. He's like, yes, you will. You don't know how hard it's going to be. You're fucked.
Right, you don't know the pain that's going to happen.
Yeah, because it's people can you can prepare for something, but if you don't know how bad it is until it happens, you know. Yeah, it was good. Oh, good show.
I'm trapped. Yeah. Time travel. Yeah, I liked it a lot. What else? I didn't really watch all that much. I'm like
Supergirl
most of the
had a good setup.
Yeah, I'm
for the end of the year.
Yeah, most of the way through that.
Arrow was all right. The recent version of Shield right now is pretty interesting within the framework.
That actually, I really like
Adam Hydra. Yeah, it's been pretty good. So. Those are all. That's the rundown of my shows. Thanks for asking.
Yep. No.
Boondock Saints. Did you guys hear about this one?
No.
They are going to make a TV series called Boondock Saints Origins.
So did they already do that?
No.
No. Oh, they had a cartoon? Boondock Saints sequel. Well, okay. Kind of. They kind of did a cartoon. There was a cartoon named Boondock, which has nothing to do with Boondock Saints.
Oh.
But they tried doing this earlier, a couple years ago, but then the actual the writer who came up with the Boondock Saints got a little bit busy with some other movies, so now they're trying again. So.
Okay. Have you got... So, American Gods is April 30th, I think?
And it's this weekend.
We've been... Yep. Wait, oh yes, this weekend. We've been seeing a lot of cool trailers for it. It's getting me pretty excited, actually. There's that neat trailer about it, that talking about old gods and new gods and stuff. It's pretty good.
Yeah, Ryan, where are you on watching TV?
Because I've read all about Tommy.
Yeah, wait, I'm all up on Tommy.
You did not. That's bullshit. I should get you guys this book, so... on TV, I was asked to watch one thing, I believe, and I watched.
What
it.
Was that?
And I watched it last time. I was asked to watch the single episode of season 10, Doctor Who, and I did successfully watch that.
Did we talk about that last week or no?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
and that also happens to be the very last television I think I've watched. Like, I literally have not watched anything else. I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been I don't know why that is.
I don't know either. What about but you, Adam? True. Are you and the wife watching anything?
I made her watch a little bit of Bill Nye.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's okay. I'm not thrilled by it, but it's pretty good. It's he's trying to do like talk showy slash sciencey stuff. It's okay. It's okay. It's worth a watch, cause you got to save the world somehow, and you might as well start with Bill Nye.
Do it through Bill Nye. All right.
Yeah. Good cool thing is he brings in people. So he brought in what's that? Zach. What's that guy's name from Scrubs? Zach something Gavin or another.
Francis. He's also on Clowns. I mean, not Clowns, but...
Baskets.
Baskets.
that's funny.
And then he... Of course, he brought in Zach Neil. Braff. There you go, Zach Braff. He brought in Neil, and I don't know who else.
He brought in...
Neil.
That guy could save the planet.
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. He brought him in.
Okay. So. Yeah. See, the sucky part is, like, the only people that would go on that show are already people that believe probably pretty much the same way he does. What? It's sucky part that you can't get people who believe differently than you to show up on there and try and go, like, here's, I'm going to show you via science and other stuff.
Okay,
like,
yeah. So typically, so the ones that I've watched, he's had a panel of three people. Usually it's somebody that's neutral, somebody that's for, and somebody against the topic. So they do have people to argue for and against. They only give 15 minutes for the whole argument, so it's not enough time to get your points across, but...
Oh, I see. That's why some podcasts are better, because you can have, like, 2 or 3 right, hours yep. to debate and talk about
exactly.
issues.
Exactly. It's, like, 10 to 15 minutes tops of arguing the points.
Yeah,
and
at least it's something.
Yeah.
Although, did you guys watch... If you've seen this week's... John Oliver, This Week with John Oliver, whatever, where they just... Yes. They do the... And now... Talk show or talk news networks or whatever. It's just like a minute of everyone yelling and goes from different station. 8 people yelling at each other, 10 people yelling over each other, and just
that's funny.
That's news today. It's pretty good.
Right.
Was that the topic? Was the topic about? Mm-hmm.
Or no, it just, no, he just that, it just does a little tiny segment.
They're interludes, like, kind of. Yeah.
Okay, he does. Yeah. He does a segment between topics, just okay. to. Kind of be entertaining. He likes to pick on that guy from NBC a lot.
That dude's fucking creepy, that's why.
Like, he's creepy, sexual, like, tension dude. Like, old dude. With, like, black lady and, like, other old lady.
Yes.
I have no idea who the guy is.
I don't
but
know
it's,
any of them are either. But
it's
I know
creepy
it's,
and funny.
Yeah, they're all like, what are you doing this week? And you want to come over and blow me?
What's his name? Charlie something or another? I don't know.
Oh, and the Chocolate Factory, yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That's his move, actually. Charlie to show you the Chocolate Factory.
Yep. That's a sweet, sweet move. We are basically having a second renaissance of '90s superstar Jeff Goldblum.
Oh yeah, that's I cool. saw he's going to be in the next Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic World sequel. And I mean, he's already in Thor Ragnarok, which is coming out. I mean, I'm glad he's getting this resurgence.
I thought is it Ragnarok or is it Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, Ragnarok, which is pretty great. Like, I just like him because he's so weird.
He's Jeff Goldblum,
right? It's like you can go like what? It's Jeff Goldblum. It's just who he is. Like. I've liked him for a really long time, and I thought he's a really interesting actor.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a cool actor too.
He was a fly at one point. I remember that.
Yep. Yeah.
And the scientist.
Yeah. The fly. I really like that movie.
That was a good one.
Because it's just really gross and body horror. Like, you know, like he did it for science, and it's just his body is just going against him.
Yep. Didn't really like that movie. Too many things falling off his face.
Of course you didn't like
that. That is kind of gross.
But it is kind of like, it is things off. That he... Oh. But I did like, there's something about like the nerdy scientist guy who all of a sudden starts getting strong. There's something cool about that up until all the things start ripping out of his body and falling apart. Like he's all of a sudden like a super smooth playboy and everybody likes him and he goes to the bar and that dude's all like picking on him and he arm wrestles the dude and just like rips that dude's arm off. Oh god, his arm and his bones all sticking out. I'm like, yes!
Ryan would be grossed out on that one.
The only thing I remember about that movie is, well, the baboon and then the fact that... The what?
Grundlefly when he vomits on that dude's arm?
Well, no, that he's got that hair on the back of his neck, and what's her name tries to cut it off.
It's, right, it's not a hair. It's like an actual. She's like cuts it off with the scissors. Yeah.
There's some pretty sexy scenes in that movie.
I know, when he vomits on that dude's arm and it dissolves it. what else? Oh, we got a trailer for. I think everyone liked Kingsman. I really liked that movie. Yeah. I thought it was great.
I like the fact that they followed through with the fact that, hey, if you save me, I'm a princess. Yeah, we'll do some shit. And they followed through with it. I like that.
Is this the third Kingsman movie?
Oh, it's a second. It's a second one. Yeah.
Why does it seem like there's another one?
I don't know.
I have no idea why you think that.
I don't know either.
We got a trailer for that, and it just looks fun. I like when movies have fun with what they are. They don't take themselves way too seriously. They should just be fun being what they are.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Halle Berry is a sexy Q. I'll take that.
Speaking of having fun, I went ahead and shared some a link with you guys.
Whoa, hey, Crystal's here. Right,
blowjob robots are here, and they are there.
I know, I saw that.
Watch the video, and it's pretty awesome.
Our school sports, huh?
Right, the sexeroids are here, Ryan. You gotta make a choice.
Sexroids, volume one. Yeah, volume
Ryan,
one of sexroids.
Make your decision.
It's good. You gotta do their hair, and then put a parka on them, and then they say they're just like a normal person.
And there's all kinds of modes.
Oh, it's funny how it really looks. It actually looks just like it's like slabs of like metal.
Well, but they put that inside a shell, and then you got to dress that shell to make it look amazing.
A parka.
Yeah, you got to put a parka on them.
It's just it's just gross and weird.
Weird, but I'll take your gross and raise you a sexy.
It's weird, that's for sure.
I bet I could probably make this 3D printed.
Adam's already working on it. Sexroid blowjob girl.
Right. I do like Chris doesn't post much, but when he does, it's robots having sex with somebody.
Oh yeah.
It's the grossest thing you could possibly get.
Whatever. It is
really, are we going down the gross thing, Adam? I think we got a lot this is the internet. You type in the grossest thing you can find on the internet, and we guarantee you there'll be 100,000 things that are worse.
Okay, Chris, cross the line again.
No.
There's no lines.
My favorite thing in the article is, the article's written really well. Sure, it's a little weird that you have to put a winter park on it to make it look human. Yeah, it's a little weird that that it looks like it's a stainless steel box that would compete in BattleBox. And yes, it's insanely creepy that you have to do its hair and put on a ponytail and shit, but it's here and ready to go.
Is that a Reddit thing?
I don't know. I think I saw it on Twitter, actually. It was linked to me on Twitter.
What a strange, strange thing, I tell you that.
Oh my god, it is weird.
But, yep, and they basically said, until you can afford one, there's a bracelet that's JJO. When in doubt, just jerk off. And that costs you $3.
Or you can do it for free without the bracelet.
I know, but now you have the bracelet to remember. You're like, oh, I should really buy me one of them sexroids. You're like,
it's like,
you know
wait, what time
this
is
bracelet,
it?
Oh, okay. Hey, man, people can buy bracelets to remind them to try and be what, like Jesus.
The worst thing about these bracelets is, well, twofold. First, they only come in black, which I don't know if they're trying to say something. And they also, you can get a 5-pack. What do you need a 5-pack for?
You got five friends.
Right.
You just got five friends.
You use your wrist so much that they break open. Oh, God. I got four extra.
I know what's on your Christmas list.
A sexroid.
Hey, I'll take that sexroid. Buy me the parka.
Nope, you have to dress it, though.
That's
weird. We'll dress it like Han Solo.
That's weird.
In a parka.
That's a strange choice.
Yeah, wow. Oh, you! There's a line, Adam, and you totally crossed that line trying to have sex with Han Solo on Hoth.
It's the only parka I could think of.
Wow.
I know.
Hey,
Ryan, what are you doing December 2020, December 2021, December 2024, and December 2025? If you said, watching Avatar...
Avatar screensavers are out again?
They're coming up with like a bunch of new ones. They've already that's crazy. They've
well, got three years from now.
Yeah. They've been in but production some
five in a row they got set up.
In some ways I feel like that movie was less like a sequel movie.
I think that it told its story, it was done. You don't need to have a million more movies, do you?
Yeah, and I almost feel like the setting, kind of movies that give you a cool setting, I think half of the coolness of it is that you explore for the first time a new setting.
I agree.
So if you have a sequel, you kind of go like, okay, I guess I'll see. I guess it loses something, where other movies...
He has explained that it will not take place entirely on the moon that it was.
Pandora? Like
it would take place. There's like... having to do with some undersea stuff because you know that guy really loves water and Titanic and stuff
he does.
And he says there are multiple moons that surround that giant gas giant that was in the background of a few of those shots. So other planets will be involved.
So give me the name for the other mineral. There's unobtainium, but what's the other mineral that they're going to be looking for? Give me a good name. Come on, spit it out.
Very hard to obtain him.
Can't get him. Can't get him.
Okay, that's pretty good. Well done.
Yep, not bad, not bad, not. But I guess because they're filming down in New Zealand, he bought like 2,500 acres worth of land down there for like $16 million. Because James Cameron's super rich anyway. He's just like $16 million. All right, I'll just buy a bunch of land. We'll turn it into my own.
Half of it into Hobbit land, and the other half into...
Right.
It's going to be Avatar land and Hobbit land, and a few sheep, and then people live on there. That's it.
Right.
Where New Zealand is all spoken for.
The sheep outpopulate the people.
Right. But, you know, so they're making what quite possibly could be the greatest movie ever made. Alien Covenant is coming out. But what they put out is, it's kind of like a 3-minute connecting movie to Prometheus, from you know, which is like, you know, they left the planet, you know, at the end of that movie. I don't know if people have watched it recently. I kind of watched it. It was on FX or something a while ago, so I watched it. But
I don't think I ever saw it.
Okay, in this 3-minute movie or this 3-minute prologue, kind of, there is more plot in that movie, that 3-minute movie, than I think was in the entire Prometheus movie.
What?
Prometheus
had the progenitors jizzing into water. That's all you need. Plot done.
Right. But like, it had a lot of cool shots and stuff like that, and it was very, and it was like, it was beautiful to look at, but it was very light on plot. And like, this has tons of plot, and I'm like, whoa, that looks super cool. I would watch, make a,
what?
Just expand that.
Which Alien movie has the most plot?
I don't know.
Right, there are a lot of character.
Okay, so the first one, it was they were getting away, and
The first Alien, they were just like basically deep space truckers that were bringing like, you know, 300 million tons of material from mining back to Earth. Right, okay, and so then they get a beacon that says like, hey man, there's something. The company that we work for says, hey, check out this planet. They go down to the planet, alien, you know, attacks, so on and so forth, you know, and they're trying to get away.
How much of a plot is that? And then you go to Alien 2, or Aliens.
Right, and that actually has a lot more plot than, because there's a lot of it's not a difficult plot, but it has a decent amount of plot.
I agree. Character development is huge in those movies.
Is it weird that the only thing I can remember from the last Alien movie is progenitors jizzing in water and the fact that nobody fucking runs sideways when a monolith is falling on you? They all run the same length of the monolith. Like, just run to the side. You'll be okay.
What about 20 feet that way and you're good.
The drones.
Yes,
that's the
drones
other thing.
Are really cool.
The drones.
Them up the air and like,
oh, yeah, the things
and,
from...
And it mapped everything.
Fuck, there's a...
Way to go. Look at him go. Look at him, Chris, go.
That TV show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has them.
Yes. Yes, they were the seven dwarves in that show.
And now I think Arrow has them too, right? Is that the show that has
them?
Yes.
Everyone needs little
Mr.
drones.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Everything needs little drones and stuff like that. But
imagine if those little girls could give you blowjobs. Yeah.
Right, if they were just... They don't have to be full-size heads, they're just floating mouths.
And it talks to you afterwards. That was great, thanks.
Right. Seriously.
Look at Rex's face. I've never seen more disgust on someone's face. Like, Ryan looks like a guy who just doesn't like blowjobs.
Put lipstick on me.
Right. You could put lipstick on, a little bit of hair, like a little big, and like a mini parka.
Alright, not to change the subject, but what is this outer rim?
Why are you, like, so uncomfortable with, like, blowjobs?
I'm not. I was trying to transition to outer rim, because it's kind of like
outer rim job.
Yeah. Oh, it's just people are making fan films. I thought it was interesting. I like when people make fan films about, Star Wars. Like, Star Wars. Someone just made a short fan film. It's interesting. I don't say it's like good or bad. It's just interesting.
I'll put on my thing to watch sometime.
It's short. Like, it's like 2 minutes tops.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna watch it now, so maybe I'll watch it later.
Yeah.
What else do we got? Oh yeah.
Tick. You got that.
Yay.
Man, you sure love this thing.
It's fun.
It's cool.
Spoon. It's
Like, remember when the cartoon was really good?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
And then I was like, I don't need to watch any more of that.
That was in like 1994.
Yeah, when the cartoon was good.
It was great when Dr. Katz was out too. Remember Dr. Katz? That was a good show. What?
Yeah. Chris was too busy trying to be cool.
No, he was in high school.
Trying to invent blowjob robots.
Oh, if only. If I had a little bit of taste of that.
Like, just year 2017. Took his bike upside down so he could pedal and it would activate the chain mechanism.
If I had a nickel. Oh.
For every time I thought about making a robot.
I keep trying to get Ryan to program apps to get his code up to par so he can make blowjob robots.
I'll get right on that.
Right.
Liar.
Now that I know it can be done.
I don't think it's really needing an app. I think it's all mechanical. It's all like analog. No. It's not. There's no digitalness.
No, we want them talking. Yeah. We want them talking.
I want to be able to have a soothing voice that you can talk to me.
Like a Dr. Spatzo type voice. Like, do you like it like this? I do like this.
Right.
Like when you type letters repeatedly.
Oh, baby, you are so deep. Oh, baby.
Right. It could have understand what you're saying and then give you various responses. See, Ryan, there's a lot of programming that could be done in there.
Yep, I agree. I wouldn't be surprised if... I actually bet you if you search sex chatbot, that already exists.
Ryan, why? I'm like, why haven't you looked up sex chatbot? Adam, you too.
Not my job.
And Adam, I thought you'd have a job everywhere.
That's true. Let's see.
Erotic chatbots. Yeah, there's a website called Erotic Chatbots. The first one you might be interested in, Adam, is Chad. Chad.
What?
Adam sure likes baby. Dudes. Adam, it's funny. You like dudes.
Do?
No, I do. You can't help it. It's cool.
I was trying to find Dr. Spatzo on the interwebs.
He's there, waiting to be rediscovered.
Oh, apparently there's an app.
Yeah, of course there's a Dr. Spatzo app. But, yeah, other than a little bit of TV that came back this week, and it wasn't super busy for my neck of the woods.
Ryan,
what about some robots or some programming or some of that stuff?
Programming robot news?
Yeah. Robot program news.
I don't think I have any.
I'd be happy to have that
as a segment. I usually, I don't know why this week. It feels like I basically did nothing and learned nothing since last Thursday. I, like, right now, I feel that way. I don't know if it's true, but it,
you like, need to learn to expand yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to go to school and take some classes.
Yeah, for train driving. You should do that. Train driving.
Or 3D printing.
Okay. Anybody playing any fun video games? Eh? Video games? Anybody?
No.
League, yeah, I played League. Sleeping. That's actually why I brought up the Rockin' and that other new champion is because I played versus the Rockin' support and thought, like, this guy is really good. Like, he gives shields, he can jump on you and knock you up, and he seems hard to kill, and he can jump around like crazy. Like, he seems really good.
Yeah, he's good against dive champs. Like, champs that dive, yes, try to kill ADCs, he's pretty good.
Yeah. And also when you don't know what's going on, like, because you haven't played against them, and they're just, like, hopping around and doing weird shit and then popping you up, and you're like, well, what just happened? And they can jump out, because they can jump in on you to give you, like, to knock you up. He has a thing where he can jump, and then he knocks you up. But then he's got another thing that can jump to another guy and give him a shield. So he can jump in, knock you up, and then jump out. So he can also sort of poke. Seems really good.
Yep. Okay. That is all. What about you, Dave? You playing any games?
Just been playing Battlefield again. Okay. Getting back into that just because it's fun to shoot people and run around as a team and get in adventures.
They put adventure mode so you get random NPCs and shit happens.
Well, you kind of make your own adventures, like, by going, like, okay, I'm going to defend this area, and like, I got what did I get the other night that I was really excited for, but I didn't record it fast enough. I got I shot at a tank, and if you shoot at, like, if you don't shoot at nice 90 degree angles and stuff, like, if you shoot at too obtuse of an angle, you can get deflections where the bullet just goes ting and randomly ricochet off the tank, and it ricocheted off a tank and got a kill on a different guy, and I was so happy with I was like, yes, you cannot hide from random deflections.
That's awesome.
Can't. It's true.
Because physics make things really interesting.
So any questions you guys want to ask me?
How's your vacation doing?
It's very interesting. You should ask, Ryan. Thanks, man. Yeah, I've been playing this game. An expansion came out for a game I really like, Stellaris Unity. It's really cool. Stellaris is like a 4x kind of Master of Orion-like game where you have your you have your planet, and you build ships, you colonize, you explore, that kind of thing, technology trees and stuff. It's a Paradox game, so which means it's super in-depth, and you can drill down into fine details and stuff, good shit. But anyways, the expansion came out, Utopia, where you get to build, like, Dyson spheres and shit. So I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't got there yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I remember you mentioned Dyson sphere. I didn't think of Stellaris, so I was wondering if it was that, like, No Man's Sky or something. I didn't know where the hell that was going to be. Mm. Huh. So the point of the game is to beat the other civilizations?
Yeah, the other player, AI players. I mean, you could play multiplayer, but who wants to do that, really? I mean, come on. So, yeah, but that's the point of the game. It's just, think of Civilization, except for in space. It's very, very similar, actually. So,
yeah. That's cool.
Good times. Good game.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of just your description about the in-depth. It's kind of a paradox statement, actually, but the fact that it's really in-depth simulation of shit reminds me a little bit of Dwarf Fortress or Dwarven Fortress. You know, that classic, like, bad graphics but incredible, like, simulation. I was reading about that, how, like they built it. It's actually pretty impressive. They built it so it simulates things very in-depth. So there are things like how they would... At one point, they made unicorn... no, it's mermaid... Poop. Like, mermaid...
Poop.
Like, poop. Fins valuable or something. So then the AI naturally, like, would end killed up where dwarfs would, like, lock mermaids into a breeding pool and then kill them. Like, it, like, developed this naturally, and, like, they were like, ooh, we better make mermaids a little bit less valuable, because that's just not cool. That they... that they were naturally coming with civilization where they trap mermaids to harvest them for parts and shit like that. And there's a lot of other crazy things where, like, sort of interesting things come out of... What's the word for that? There's a word for that. But interesting things...
Organically?
Oh, emergent?
Emergent, yeah. They emerge from these sort of different rules that don't necessarily mean anything.
Sure.
But I think that's pretty cool. If the graphics were cool, it'd be way better, but, you know.
But it's those two brothers. It's like two guys who have been doing this for, like, years and years and years.
Yeah, and they just write... Like, they're talking about, like, systems for mythology and how, like, the game starts and there'll be, like, a mythology and they'll have artifacts and magic things that have a basis on the world and whole magic systems that evolve from nothing. Like, it's not like there's, like, a magic system. It's like the magic system gets created out of nothing. And so there's a whole universe with different magic systems and stuff.
Oh, that's neat.
The universes are all connected.
Well, you know, like, it's even very better than, isn't it?
Yeah. Cohesive. I'll see if I can get Chris to try.
That's right. Yeah. Cohesive storytelling.
So you get to make, like, Dyson spheres? Is that like a vacuum cleaner?
Yes, it's exactly like a vacuum. That's exactly what Amy said, I believe. Speaking of Dyson spheres, have you guys seen this fucking... this commercial that's been on TV for Great Clips?
No.
If you haven't...
Oh, you just sent a link. I haven't seen it, but I'll watch it.
If you haven't, I ask you to take 45 seconds, if you can, to watch it real quick. And I'll make small talk as you do. So there's a clip. It's a Great Clips. They make haircuts. They make haircuts great. It's about a mannequin... No, not a mannequin. What's those things called where you pop, where they sit on their hand and they talk them? They're like
ventriloquist dummy.
And a ventriloquist, and they both have long hair. And the ventriloquist leaves his dummy, and the dummy's sad and, like, looks everywhere, and the music's all somber, and he can't find him, and he goes in the rain, and he finally sees his guy, like, getting a haircut. What the fuck does that have to do with haircuts? Like, this commercial makes me want to hate Great Clips because this ventriloquist dummy is so sad. Fuck Great Clips is basically what I'm getting at.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
What does this have to do with Dyson?
It's funny. That's what I think.
How is that related to Dyson?
I wanted to get off of your mom, so I decided to move on.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I think I'm having a differing opinion, because I just give myself a haircut, but then I just been like, you know what, Great Clips? That was fucking weird. And if they're going like, you know what, we're just make it fucking weird, I don't even care.
But no, I understand what you're coming from for that, I really do. But okay, you're Great Clips Corporation, advertiser, you're sitting in a meeting. Oh no, I got a good idea. We got a ventriloquist and a dummy, all right? Like, who the fuck comes up with this shit?
Well, it's kind of like the Quiznos. Remember the Quiznos commercials where they had those, like, weird mutant hamster-ish things that were like, and they were saying, like,
But what does this even mean? Is he gonna like, get rid of this dummy? Is he gonna give the dummy a haircut? Is he just trying to lose him in the... What does this mean? What does this fucking commercial mean?
Well, because I listened to the last part, and the last line is, we're having our Great Clips, whatever, hair thing. It's like, price is so low, everyone will go. Basically, that's why the whole place was empty. Like, the whole, the whole auditorium was gone. There was no one there. All the humans left because they heard about this Great Clips sale and were like, you know what? In the middle of my fucking ventriloquist thing, I'm going to get up and go get a haircut.
Okay.
And everyone's like, yeah, that sounds like
a
great
idea. There's a little context. All right, I'll give you that. But I did not gather that from the first few viewings. In fact, it got so bad, Amy was like, when we were watching TV, she said, pause this commercial and fast forward when it's over. Because it's a sad commercial.
I thought it was like an internet thing, not necessarily like on TV.
No, I've seen it on TV twice now.
That's funny.
I wonder if Tiffany would have a really hard time with this one. You know, because she doesn't like seeing non-humans in troublesome situations.
True.
And I don't know if the doll, which is not human but it's shaped after a human, would have that same effect. He's a pretty sad doll.
I don't know if you guys... I'm sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
I was just going to say, I think they're trying, also saying here that even this guy, who's part of his image, is his fro, had to go to this sale.
Yep.
Okay. Ryan, all right. I like
me
it.
Me and Ryan got this. We've deciphered this complex.
I like where you're going. I like, but did you listen to it with the sound on? Because he's like, Benny? And then they play the sad music, and then he's crawling through the streets looking for somebody. And like, what the fuck?
That's what I thought was great. It's like, your arms are the same material that your legs are. Why do your legs not work?
Shut up.
That is a little.
Because he doesn't have a hand up his back, so he can't. You know, he's got no spine.
But his arms are still. What are they attached to?
Right. I don't know.
It's good.
I half expected him to start singing "Hello,
Hello." Is it me you're looking for?
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, I like it. I'm gonna go with that. I can see if you watch it more than three times, though, it might get annoying.
I think it would just be like
three's the max.
Yeah, like I can just see that happening.
Okay. Hey, speaking of Doctor Who, when is that on? Is that Fridays or Saturdays, or when's that on?
Saturdays.
Saturdays at 9.
Okay. I couldn't remember, and I was looking forward to watching the next episode. So.
Did you watch episode 2?
I must have. What was it about? Just give me it's the Happy Planet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I watched it. Okay. I feel like they've done something similar before about happiness or drugs that, or you have to be a certain way for robots. I feel like they've done something. I don't remember exactly what.
They did the one where they were on, basically they were in this giant city in space. They thought it was a giant ship, right? And
yeah,
they couldn't question what was going on. But then they found out in order to get off of Earth, like, there were these giant, cool space alien whales, and like we just basically grabbed them and like built their whole England built their whole cities on them.
I remember that.
Yep. And they were zapping this thing, and it was just like you could choose to remember or choose to forget.
I just watched that episode again this week,
and so they were like, because they had like the Queen of England, whatever, Victoria, like, you know, the 47th or something in the line. She kept forgetting and forgetting. They were like, why is this mask fit so perfectly? Oh, because you chose to forget every single time. I just like that. I like the concept. I like the Doctor was wrong. Doctor was like, yeah, I'm totally right. We got to do it this way. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm wrong. I am wrong. I have made a mistake. I like that.
All right. Cool.
Is it worth seeing? Should I continue?
Yes.
With episode 2?
I liked it a lot. I think you would like it too, Ryan.
Hey, I'll give Doctor Who 3 episodes.
Didn't you say you were going to give it 3 episodes? So,
well, I agreed to giving it 1 as requested. However, I didn't disagree with 3.
You said afterwards that I'm going to have to give it 3 episodes before I give up on it.
But it's his rule. He can go back on any time he wants.
Ryan can make up any rule. And like Dave is subjected to 7 episodes.
That's required, yes. And like I said, Doctor Who is hard because you'll get like 4 or 5 mediocre, okay episodes, and then one really amazing one, and then like 2 episodes later, one that ties them all together and makes them all much better, kind of thing.
Yep.
So it's hard.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Next week, next Marvel movie is out.
Oh yeah, Guardians next week.
Guardians.
Right? And there ain't shit coming out this Friday, is there? I looked on the IMDb's. I didn't see anything coming out tomorrow.
Nope, nothing special.
All right. Cool. So I guess we'll call it a week then. Yes? No?
Chris, instead of playing your Stellaris game, you need to think of some movie plots. Because I'm kind of missing the movie plots.
I would, but I wanted to try to, you know, put it into some sort of app thing, but I got shut down. So I was a little sad.
You didn't get shut down.
I was like, the guy was like, make it a fucking book. And I was like, it's so hard to sell books. And he's like, shut up, fucker, and make it a book. And I got really sad. So, you know, I'll work on them.
That would be a fun trivia game, right? Jeez, God, that would be great.
I think trivia app, like, website would be good. And he said, no fucking apps.
Yeah, he's like, no, you're not making a website.
Apps,
like,
are where the money's at.
What are we going to do with a website? Do we want 99-cent in-app purchases for other categories? And then he was like, you're the dumbest human being ever. And then I just kind of, I sat on the couch and cried for a bit. What are you going to do?
Man, Ryan, that's a dick move.
I know. I am terrible. I'm sorry.
I'll try to get on it, though. I've been preoccupied, obviously. I've been doing other things. Oh, yeah. So.
I know, but, you know, building a Dyson Sphere can take generations.
That's true.
As I've heard from this fucking trailer, it can take generations, but its effects will be felt for long after.
Yeah, I do like Amy's response. I was listening to the other podcast. When you're like, so, you know, it sounds kind of easy building something around a star. And she's like, no, it actually doesn't sound easy. Like, well, that actually sounds hard.
The concept seems something you can wrap your mind around. Okay, I build something around it.
There's something and then build something around it.
But when you start thinking about build something at the circumference of the Earth around, or the orbit of the Earth the Sun. No, you don't fucking understand. You don't even know. It's fucking hard.
I do like how Amy was just like, no, I actually think that seems really hard.
Shut up. Don't give her a compliment. Okay, let's be done then. Thanks everybody for watching / listening. We're off for a little bit here, a week, something like that. Oh, next week we might have a special guest. I guess we'll see, but if we do, tune in for that. Our email address is geeksextdoorftw@gmail.com, and that's our Facebook page too. That is all, right? Anything else? No? Yes?
The guest better be a blowjob robot.
Blowjob robot. All right, take care.
Bye.